Before we get started.
Yep, I'm starting the recording. There we go. All right, so present we have, of course, myself. We have Janice Hoffman, Joe Menchaca, Stephen Don Carlos, Tyson Kennedy, Andy Upchurch, Ken Bishop, David Jedalina, Jan Abbott, John Wade, Keith Gossett, Kelly Neeson, Kim Court, Lori Brockman, Paul Finn, and Philip Haskett. And then the phone number ending in 9018. Are you able to identify yourself?
Brittany Flores.
Brittany Flores. And one more person here coming in the wings. All right, we just have one person join, phone number ending in 5628. Can you identify yourself for the minutes, please? Phone number ending in 5628. Can you identify yourself for the minutes, please? We can, I'll make a note of the number, Janice, and I can just call them tomorrow to confirm.
All right.
Andrew.
Yes, sir.
If they're not responding, we need to know who's on that line.
Okay. Let's
try this. Are they not wanting to respond?
I'll try this again here.
Hello.
Phone number ending in 5628. Can you identify yourself for the minutes, please?
Yes, it's Rose Lopez.
Hey, Rose.
I live at 910 16th.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We're going to mute the lines.
You're welcome.
We don't have any background, but I'll make a note. And that's everyone, Joe.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go ahead and call the meeting to order at 6:33. We are going to have public comments at the front of the meeting. There is a 2-minute time limit per person, and comments need to relate to an item on the agenda. So we're ready to roll, Andrew?
Yes. Anyone, let me do this here real quick. Does anyone have any comments?
This. I have some comments, Andrew.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Philip David Haskett. I'm not sure there's a restriction that the comments concern items on the agenda, Joe, but I'm going to try to stick to your 2-minute request. I have a question concerning the list of cutoffs or write-offs that I was provided. I noticed that Ms. Abbott is on the line. And there was some communication earlier today. I want to make sure that the list that I received from you, Mr. Miller, was for the $130,000 that was written off in the last fiscal year, and that the amounts and the names, other than what's been redacted, are in fact accurate.
If you notice, the entirety of that document is over 200 pages. The last page has a summary total of over $400,000. Okay. That list was generated from our billing software and contains both active and inactive accounts. The inactive accounts were the ones that were targeted for write-off. And so not every name on that list was written off, but that is the list that was utilized to determine which write-offs needed to take place.
So you're saying that a list that would represent the $130,000 that was actually written off cannot be generated?
I can generate it, but we are required to produce the documents that we have on file. That is the document that we utilize. And so that is what I provided to you.
Well, I'm going to ask that you correct that and get me something that is responsive to the request. And my reason for asking for that is very clear. I want to know where the $130,000 amount that was written off came from. I don't care about what's current or some $400,000 amount, because that's incomprehensible to me. Whereas your software can surely identify the amount of money that was written off and where those accounts came from. So that's the end of that comment. Thank you for that explanation.
That is.
I noticed on the agenda. Pardon?
That does comprise 2 minutes. Granted, I talked for some of that, so you do have the floor for a short while longer.
Please. I wanted to know if we're going to revisit refinancing the bonds that was mentioned in the last meeting at this meeting, or is that going to come back up at a later time?
It'll come back up at a later time.
Okay. And is that going to be at a regular meeting or a special meeting, Mr. Menchaca?
It should be on a regular agenda.
Okay, fine. I'd like to know who the paying agent is for the 2019 bond issue, the $22.75 million.
We would have to, are you speaking of who the bank that is handling it, or which one?
No, at the last meeting, I'm sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, you have a paying agent when you're refunding. You don't necessarily have a paying agent other than the bank where the funds are held when you're doing a normal bond. We can clarify and get you a correct answer from Chris if there is one.
Okay. Would the district just authorize me to give Chris a call and get some background information on that?
At this point, she's our agent, so we will deal with that directly, sir.
Okay. Well, I have an Information Act request for basically information about all the outstanding bonds. I've been advised by Mr. Miller that I'm going to get those answers sometime in August or September or October. I would request that you kind of accelerate that and give me some answers to just what went on with the bonds, who gets paid out of the front-loaded fees of the bonds. I'd like to, that's the information that I'm going for. And I think that is my only...
Yeah, that concludes your 2 minutes, and we respond to information requests as we have opportunity, and we'll stay in communication with you as we have.
Okay. And before I finish...
Quick question. No, I'm sorry, Mr. Haskett, I think your time's up. Andrew, quick question on the first point that Mr. Haskett brought up. We engaged a company, I think, to try and recover some lost revenue, et cetera, et cetera. Is that part of that, or is that something different?
That's correct. Once the accounts are written off from our books, we send them to Texas Collections Unlimited for them to follow up on and potentially procure some of those funds that we consider lost, and they take a percentage of the recovered funds.
Yep. All right, perfect. Thank you.
Okay. And before you cut me off, I want to make sure that my objection is noted, that I dispute your right to limit my comments to 2 minutes. If I were burning up time and making unnecessary comments, that would be another thing. We are proceeding under Robert's Rules of Order, and I don't think that there's a provision for you to do what you're trying to do, but I have some other questions.
I don't think we need a lecture on Robert's Rules of Order. Yeah. I think we just need to keep this meeting moved. Our last meeting was probably the longest meeting in the history of the San Leon Mud.
Yeah, so I understand. I want to make my point in the record that I dispute your ability or your right to cut me off, and I'm going to stop talking. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other public comment?
Okay, if not, we're moving forward at this point. You can mute everybody.
Yes, sir.
Andrew?
You're good to
go. Tell me when you're ready.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, directors, I think our first item is the insurance with Gallagher. Kim, you're on the phone. We had kind of went through this last meeting, waiting on the flood insurance, which has been furnished now. Kim, do you have anything you want to say, or any of the directors have any questions for Kim?
I have a quick,
go ahead, please.
This is Kelly. I noticed on some of the coverage it has, like the building is worth so much. I just want to ensure or reaffirm that some of the equipment in the building are written separately. So they're covered separately, and then just the building itself is at the lower amount.
Yes, ma'am. They're covered separately.
Okay. Thanks.
Anyone else have anything on the insurance for Gallagher since Kim is on the line?
Joe, just a quick comment. With Gallagher, and I think some of the problems we've had in the past, appreciate Gallagher seems to be pretty straightforward, pretty easy to deal with, and I think we've had very very good success. We hope we never have to use their services, but at the same time, I've been very happy with their comprehensive approach to all this. Just a comment.
Agreed. Directors, anyone else?
No.
Okay, do I hear a motion to approve the insurance for the coming year with Gallagher as presented?
It's Tyson, I still move.
Thank you, Tyson. Do I hear a second?
This is Ken. Yes,
I'm not sure who that was.
This is Ken. I second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 This is Kim.
Can I say something to Kim?
I just want to make sure that you understand that you have the insurance proposal, and then you have all of the different flood quotes buildings that have been required, and there's 12 of those quotes, and they are sent to you directly from Hartford. We also sent you copies of it, but since those policies don't renew till 6/20, we couldn't get them for you at the last meeting. So you do have all of those, and we don't control any of their pricing. It's simply what NFIP says the quote is. Okay.
I think I only received 11 of them. I'll look into it and I'll call you tomorrow because I need to get checks ready for all of those and for the for Gallagher. So I will call you tomorrow regarding it.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
This is Janice.
Okay. All right. If there are no further questions on the insurance, we've voted and passed that. We'll move forward. The next item is the water leak issue at 1211 11th Street for Mr. Upchurch. Directors, have you all had time to consider what you might want to do here? Directors, would you each or someone make a motion if we have a consensus as to what should be done?
Sure. I'll make a suggestion. This is for two months in a row, correct?
Correct.
Okay. From what I understand, that he paid someone to, he paid the bill or whatever to fix it. It is kind of an outlier. It doesn't happen all the time. I can understand that it wasn't noticed due to all the rain. That's completely understandable. I would suggest to use one of the second month that it happened, take the sewer out and just charge him half of that, half of what's remaining in the water for the second month.
The sewer was already adjusted, Kelly, on both of them.
Right. So I would suggest for him to pay half of just the second month.
Kelly, are you suggesting, since the total bills for both months equaled something close to, I think, $7,000, and we reduced it down by taking the sewer, brought it down, we took $3,100 out of it, leaving a balance of $4,087.74. Are you suggesting half of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Or less. I mean, it's not his fault. It's not our fault, but it's not his fault. And I would suggest that if it's not less.
Okay. Ken, Keith, Tyson, your thoughts?
Yeah,
Yeah, Joe, it's Tyson. I think just like the last meeting, it's a very complicated, a complicated one. I think I agree with Kelly's recommendation. The only input that I would give is that this might be a bit of a financial, it's one of those things where are we asking for it all at one time, or is there a way to vary it out over a period of time? I don't know.
We can do a payment. Yeah, we can do a payment plan, Tyson.
Okay. Don't know how we've handled it in the past, but I would augment Kelly's recommendation with that, and a fair way of going about it, not a 3-month thing or something like that. Okay.
This is you.
Keith. Comment. Goose.
This is Andy Upchurch speaking. May I make a comment?
Go ahead.
I want to thank you for your time and consideration of this amount. So am I to understand that the dollar amount is going to be $2,000 and some change? I'm not sure what that total exact dollar amount is going to be. I guess I could call the office tomorrow and figure it out, but it's going to be in the ballpark of 2,000 and something, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to thank you all for your leniency. I apologize for the problem. You will not have any other trouble out of me.
Okay.
Well, we definitely
thank you.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, Andy, you will need to call the office tomorrow, get the exact figures, and set up your payment plan. Directors, do I hear a motion to amend this billing to half of his last month's bill after the sewer is taken out? It would be right at $2,043 and some change.
I so move. This is Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. Do I hear a second?
Go second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Is anyone opposed to this? If not, the motion passes. Andy, contact the office tomorrow for the exact figures in your plan. Okay,
yes, sir.
We're going to.
Yes, sir, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move to the commercial development at 421 12th Street. Has anyone looked at this and know the details at this point? Understanding it started back in 2008. And is the gentleman that is requesting this on the line?
He is not.
Okay, this is Table.
Yep.
Table to next meeting until he'll attend it. Okay, we're going to move into the normal reports and the minutes at this point, with the exception of the engineer's report. Has everyone looked at the minutes, the field superintendent's report, the office manager's report, and do you have any questions?
Any
modifications? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I have questions. This is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hello. This is probably minor, but on the graph, when it comes to the revenues, on the income statement, it has like $338,000. But it's on the little chart, colored chart thing, the revenues show $311,000. Is that just a keying error or?
Hold on, let me check.
Okay.
$338,740. No, are you looking at the long sheet, the legal size for April?
The legal says $338,740. But on the little graph, the colored graph on the front of it,
It's at
$311,463. No, see, what that is the 311 is just customer payments.
Okay, per connection.
Yes.
Okay.
This is just customer payments that customer payments have brought in. The rest of it is miscellaneous income.
Okay. Because the miscellaneous income is included in the income statement of like 19,000 something.
Yeah, but you have to think of the maintenance and operation and the interest and the miscellaneous income.
Okay.
That's not in with the customer payments.
Okay. My next question is on miscellaneous income. It has on the trash in the trash revenue. I think it's like $10,000 less than what was expected or what's normally collected on a monthly basis. Was that, I guess, why is that?
Because we didn't have a lot of people pay their bills last month.
Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
And my last question, when it comes to the contracted services, of course, it's way above what we budgeted. But what I did notice also, there's a line item that has I&I, which we have a budget in there, like a $250,000 or $300,000 budget. Is there somewhere else that's just not printed out maybe in the packet, or I may have missed it? Is there somewhere else that breaks out like the contracted services, if it's I&I or if it's whatever else it is? Is there somewhere else where we can see those numbers?
I don't put them in my report, but I can make it to where I can put them in the report if you'd like that.
Definitely, because I think we need to know how much we spend on I&I.
Okay, I can do that.
And anything else?
I can do that.
Anything else that's a substantial amount that falls under contracted services,
sure.
If it's a separate line item?
Sure, I could do that.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay. And y'all do know that there's three payrolls in this month, or in April, excuse me.
Okay. All right, Tyson, Ken, Keith, any questions?
This is Ken. No, I don't have any questions. Everything looks good.
It's Tyson. Just a comment. I think it's kind of all, obviously, we need to be as fiscally responsible and continue. I know we have been. Just continue to be, please, throughout these challenges.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Who's laughing?
Oh, I thought it was muted, Mr. Kennedy.
I'm sorry. Please identify yourself.
That was Mr. Haskett. He was muted and unmuted himself. Mr. Haskett, please remain muted as we are having our conversations. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll stop now, Joe. Continue.
Okay. All right. With that being said, Keith, any questions you could?
No, I don't have any.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to accept the minutes, the field superintendent's report, office manager's report as presented?
This is Ken. I so move.
Thank you, Ken. Second, please.
It's Tyson. I'll second it.
Anybody?
Okay, I think that was Tyson. All right.
Yep, I heard that.
It's been moved and seconded to accept these reports as presented. To accept these reports as presented. Any opposed? All right, these have all been approved. Hal, are you on the phone?
I did not see him come on, so he is not present with us.
All right. We'll bypass his report. It was a one pager and we'll move on. I talked to him yesterday. So anyway, all right, let's move on at this point. Hal will bring us back up to speed. The next item is the event of moving, closing the Amoco account and transfer to the Texas First CD. Ken, I'm going to put that in your court. That's what we should be doing at this point since it's coming to maturity.
Yeah. Ken, can I say something real quick? I think that instead of putting it in a CD, that the CD that we had with Amoco, it was 85%, the interest rate, or 0.85. The Tex Pool operating reserve is $1. So I would suggest that we put it in there instead of putting it in a CD. That's my suggestion, if that's okay with you guys.
Have you had that conversation with Ken?
I had it with Andrew, and
I spoke with,
he was going to talk to Ken about it.
Yeah, I spoke with Ken earlier this afternoon. It was sort of a recent development because we were waiting on a call back to confirm what the rates were going to be. And that just literally this afternoon occurred that, you know what, we have the opportunity to put the money back into another CD and let it mature, but typically the savings rates have not been less
great.
What we have our Tex Pool normally in. And so that's, I talked with Ken this afternoon and explained that, you know, what Janice just mentioned about the 0.85% versus the 1.0. But I did speak with him this afternoon.
And I never did get a call back from Texas First Bank.
Okay, so at this point, what we're really saying we're going to do is to close Amoco and move it into Tex Pool Reserve.
Yes, sir.
That's what me and Andrew was discussing, and I told him, yes, I agree. I think we need to go ahead and just put it in the reserve in the Tex Pool.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion on that, Tyson, Keith, Kelly?
No.
I'm good.
Okay. All right. If not, do I hear a motion to approve the amended version of this, being that we would move the Amoco account CD that's maturing on the 23rd to the Tex Pool Reserve account? Do I have a motion?
Yes, Keith.
All right, Keith. Do I have a second?
This is Ken. I second.
All right, Ken. Any opposed to this? Motion passes. Ken, you, Janice, will make sure that happens.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Andrew, I think this is your part of the report.
All right. I will rock it through this here. So the Texas General Land Office has the upcoming Disaster Mitigation and Community Development Block grants coming up. We should be in a good place. I've been discussing with several grant administrators just to understand where the timeline has been pushed in relation to the COVID situation. So we'll be advertising RFPs for grant administration next Wednesday, the 27th and the 3rd, with responses due back beginning of July so that we can have those opened at the July meeting and grant those. In tandem with those advertisements, we are running the competitive sealed bid discussion that we have been working through for various small district projects. And those are both going to be advertised in three daily newspapers. We've got the Daily News for Galveston area, we've got the Facts for Brazoria area, and Chronicle for the Harris County, Houston area. So throwing the net out pretty wide there on both of those proposals. Hopefully we'll be getting some good responses back and have some good direction on that. AWBD, at the time that I sent out my report, had not changed their conference, but they did recently shift it from June 11th to August 6th. So that's in flux, but even that August 6th is tentative depending on how quickly everything reopens and how everything can be safely handled. Gulf Coast Water Authority, we're in discussions with them just to confirm their meters are accurate and what they're sending to us. They do have their annual chlorine maintenance that was supposed to have occurred this past month or two and did not as a result of everything that's going on. And so that's been postponed indefinitely. It will have to be done sometime later this year, but no definite time yet. We had three open records discussions with the Attorney General. They've been satisfied with our process so far, so no issues on that front. Sewer treatment plant, this would have been something Hal touched on, but since I'm here, I'll talk about it. We had the pre-bid meeting for the expansion at the treatment plant this past Thursday on the 14th. There were between 30 and 40 individuals present. Some of those were from the same company, but he did a look over the sign-in sheet and saw at least 10 contractor firms. There are also suppliers that come to view and put in bids to the contractors, so that's why there's a little delta there. But he was very impressed at the turnout that we got, especially since it started raining as soon as we were all out there, and as soon as we were done, it was all sunny, so that was entertaining. Those are set for opening next week. We'll see where those turn up. So pretty excited for those, and get that thing rolling. We've been waiting on that for a while. So, we are, continuing to do jetting throughout the system as we have different backups. We had a couple of places that backed up repeatedly. We're doing some repair work on. we also are in the middle of going through some cybersecurity training and testing in compliance with House Bill 3834. By June 14th, any employees that do a significant amount of work on a government computer have to go through a certified training program. It's all online, everything's good to go, so it's a pretty straightforward thing. At this point, we've continued our no shutoff or non-payment policy, just trying to help the public as we can as we're going through this crisis. We're sort of figuring out what we're gonna do the next couple of months as things start to get back to normal, opening up and people hopefully getting back to jobs. We have had a couple of people call the office to let us know they lost their job as a result of COVID. And so we're definitely working with people as situations come up. the dumpster across the street from the office has actually been replaced. The original intent was to provide a place for that mobile home park to put their stuff so that they weren't having trash trucks go back down that drive. It got to the point where literally the day after pickup, it would be full again. And it sort of got to a point where we figured people are just seeing an open dumpster and utilizing it. So that development was transitioned to individual can service. The truck's going to stay up at the front of the development, and they'll individually run down and pick up the cans just to preserve that roadway. We sent them letters to explain what was going on. Haven't had any pushback on that. The publications this month, walking through the potential refunding, potential $700,000 over the life of the bond, also put in a little note there about the appraisal values and how to contest those at the time of publication. It was still May 15th, but I seem to notice online there were some places where it had possibly been pushed back to the end of this month for protesting. So if you're on here and you want to protest, you may still have time. So call the appraisal district and talk through that with them. As far as Public Information Act requests, we've completed 10 of them this month, representing 64 separate documents. We did get 5 new requests, bringing us to 19 total outstanding, representing several hundred documents. We're working on these every day. hour or two usually, and getting out to these and staying in communication with the individuals who've requested them. TAPS, we had 47 requested, which is a red letter month. Definitely a lot of people trying to develop down here. 24 of them were okay as is. The rest of them were quoted improvements, and one of them actually was paid. And then as far as things that we've got going on, we're in the process of updating our GIS with some new aerials and updated parcels from the appraisal district. And then, of course, just keeping our ear to the ground as far as what state and local governing bodies are doing for recommendations on how to continue operations while still being safe in what we do.
Okay. Good report, Andrew. Anyone have any questions for Andrew there?
I have a few questions.
Who is this?
Philip Haskett.
Philip, our comment section and question was at the beginning. There were no questions during the meeting. I made comment of that when we started.
Yeah, but you wouldn't let me talk about some of the other things that I needed to ask questions about. And now that this report has been presented, I have questions about this report.
Mr. Haskett,
Joe, this is Joe Tyson.
I'll go ahead and make a note, guys. Mr. Haskett, I muted you just so I could get a word in here. I am more than happy to meet with and go through anything on my report at any time. If I'm in the office, reach out to me. I will schedule some time to talk with you, or I can talk with you over the phone or answer any of your questions via email.
Okay, Joe, we're going to move.
Hey, Tyson. That's the second time that Philip has interrupted the meeting. That's enough. If you can just go ahead and keep we're trying to get business done. I don't appreciate that. If we can keep him muted, that'd be great.
All right, Andrew, do you have that handled in time, please?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think what I asked was, did anybody have any comments or questions for Andrew on his report? And by that, I mean the directors. Okay. If not, the next item was any follow-up on any outstanding issues immediately followed by the director's report, and we will be going into executive session thereafter. So any outstanding issues any of the directors want to talk about at this time?
Do y'all want to go ahead and approve the engineer's report?
No.
I guess he has
no.
not come in yet.
No.
No? Okay. Okay.
No, I said we would handle that next month, Janice.
Oh, yep. Pardon me. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Joe, it's Tyson again. And, you know, from a director's report side of things, we're obviously dealing with all the COVID, the fiscal challenges, et cetera. But, you know, Andrew's comment that the open records and spending a fair amount of time answering those, I mean, obviously you want to support 100% any open records requests, et cetera, et cetera. But I would like at the next meeting to kind of find out how many of these we're actually receiving. I mean, how many I've been on this board for a long time. We see these every now and then, but it just seems like it's just repetitive over and over and over again, more and more. Just kind of like to get our hands around. I mean, you know, do we have resources in place to, you know, provide the transparency? I guess I'm just trying to figure out, I mean, why are we getting so many? Who's asking for these? Just kind of a good summary. So I think we can kind of take a good look at this and, you know, talk about it a little bit. So I'd like that on the agenda next month. And Andrew, if you could go ahead and just put together kind of historical data for us, you know, maybe the last 10 years and specifically the last 2 years, that'd be fantastic. Seems like we're spending a lot of time, a lot of money. We've got some really big challenges in front of us as a, you know, and unfortunately, if this is costing money, this is costing Stanley on taxpayers' money. And, you know, we just want to make sure we've got, we're addressing these things properly.
Okay. Andrew, you got a grip on what Tyson is requesting?
Yes, sir. I've made a note and we'll have a report for that next month.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Tyson. Ken,
thank you.
Kelly, Keith, anybody?
No, everything looked good on the report, Andrew.
Okay. Kelly, Keith, y'all good? I'm not hearing anything there, guys. Keith, Kelly, y'all still with us?
They're shown as here. Just looks like muted here.
There. Now. No, I don't have any questions.
Okay.
I'm unmuted.
Okay. All right, I tell you what, this time, if there's nothing else, we're going to go into executive session. We will need all of the directors. We'll need Andrew and Steve, Don Carlos, Dennis. You can go ahead and sign off at this point, or we'll put you in the waiting room. We'll bring you back in when we're that. And okay. Andrew, if you'll make sure that everyone is either off or in the waiting room.
Yes, I'm going to go through here. Let's see. One second here. Going through the list. All right. Then, there we go. Let me pause recording back up. And we are starting the recording, bringing everyone in from the waiting room. Joe, you're up.
Yeah, I hear a motion to adjourn.
I'm not.
I can move.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right. Any opposed? Meeting adjourned.